for the hopeless sinners who has hurt all mankind. Just a save his own belief.
One love.
Now, pressing play on more classic hits.
Ireland's classic hits.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment, I have been blessed. I live only for your
Been on Fog and Later, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, Erin.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Working to Jen. Yes, she sends me postcards. Put them on education. Call it separation. Not a double-stop chance.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Me out this misery. gotten over me too, yeah. Seems like my time has come and now I'm moving on. I'll be stronger.
Set me free.
Get me out this misery.
Yeah, yeah.
Show me the way.
Show me the way.
Give my life
my life again.
Oh, yeah. You can handle
no,
me.
No, no, no.
My little usual moan about the weather just before. Just let's move it, get it out of the way. It's dreadful, isn't it? Isn't it awful? It's like an autumn day again today and yesterday and the day before and probably tomorrow as well. Although it wasn't too bad at the weekend. And by the way, can you believe... Oh, sorry, it's Niall Boylan here, which is the midnight tonight. Can you believe tickets for the Electric Picnic, which only finished, by the way, the day before yesterday, Molly, our producer tonight, she has already got her ticket for next year. They have sold out already. They went on sale this morning. So Molly, who went for 4 days, came back not smelling too good, I'll be honest with you. But she came back, right? And then buys tickets for next year, not even knowing who's playing. No idea. Could be anybody. Could be somebody she hates. But she'll be gone. And she'll make a bigger tent and lots more alcohol. Anyway, I don't know why people would... I mean, why would you buy a ticket to a gig when you don't even know who's playing? It's like a lucky dip, isn't it? It could be anybody. Anyway, a little bit later on, we'll be talking about vacant properties. I mean, according to the census, the 2022 census, there are 163,433 vacant properties in Ireland, of which 48,000 have been empty for years. And I mean over 8 years now at this stage. I mean, I know there's a vacant property tax, the VHT, but is it working? Does it make a difference? How do we make these homes available to people? Will vacant house tax help with the housing crisis? Or is it just another little money-making scam? Also, by the way, let's talk about prisons as well later on if we can. Are prisons for revenge, rehabilitation, reformation? What are they actually for? Because realistically, people are still coming out of jail and re-offending again. So is the system wrong? Do we need to look at how, you know, how we do things, how we deal with prisoners, how we deal with people who commit crimes? Particularly those who are dangerous to society. And also, a bit later on, by the way, I'll be talking to Dr. Patrick Waynes, who is a behaviour and relationship expert. And he has a very special way of dealing with relationships. We'll talk about that later on. It's very interesting. Anyway, first. Now, we're going to be talking about the price of school books and school uniforms and back to school, because it's that kind of week, isn't it? In a couple of weeks' time, the kids are back to school. They're all going back for their induction days over the next few days. And it's no lie that everyone knows sending a child to school is an expensive hobby. From books to uniforms, it can be put a huge dent in your wallet. Now, we heard in the news that there was a mother of triplet boys who was able to avail of the government's school book scheme and receive their books for free. But what about the people who aren't eligible for that? On the other hand, there are always ways to save up, you know, for these costs, saving up the child benefit, maybe choosing not to go on a holiday, things like that. We email in from a listener. And the reason we got the email was because I was talking about it on the podcast today. I was talking about the cost of the uniforms, and I was also asking the question, should we scrap the uniforms? But it says, "Hi, Nod. I was listening to your podcast today about the price of school uniforms, and I just wanted to say the price of school books is outrageous. I have three children, one doing her leaving cert this year, one going into first year, and my youngest going into third class. It cost me an absolute arm and a leg trying to get the school books for them. I thought my daughter doing her leaving cert would be the worst considering the exam papers and the specialised books, but it turns out my middle child going into first year was the most expensive to send to school. I had to buy her a new everything, from books to hardbacks to copies to workbooks, you name it. We had to get it for her. Money is tight for us, the same way as it is for everyone else at the moment, but... And we just didn't expect this to be such a huge cost. My husband has had to take up extra shifts at work just to cover the cost. We're at our wit's end. It's not even September yet. We don't know how we'll cope when our daughter has to go to college next year, if this is what it's like now. If your listeners have any advice, it would be gratefully appreciated. Georgina. Now, I know that must be really tough for you, Georgina, and I'm sorry to hear that. I really am, genuinely, because it is tough. I've been in exactly that situation, by the way. I had three children, all a few years away from each other. So, and, you know, and obviously one going to college and two in secondary school at the same time. And it can be very expensive. But here's the thing. Somebody did say today that you have to sacrifice. And I kind of took a little bit of umbrage with this. And I said, well, hold on for a second here. So we're talking about somebody who's working. We're not talking about somebody getting a, you know, the back to school grant or anything like that. Okay. So people who are working, who are not entitled to a grant, who are not entitled to anything in the social welfare, who are not entitled to any help whatsoever. And they said, well, okay, one less car in the garden, please. Or don't go on that holiday. Or don't be going out for that drink on a Saturday night and put the money aside for your kids, for, you know, the books for school, or, and, you know, so what's the big deal? And I'm going, hold on a second. Why should you have to sacrifice? We live in a world where when you work, you should be rewarded for that and you shouldn't be struggling. But they insisted you should sacrifice. So I'm going to throw out that question out here. Are there ways to save up for school books, uniforms, and all that kind of stuff? And should people have to make sacrifices for their children? If you're a working parent, do you believe you should have to make sacrifices? Or should you be able to do what you normally do and afford all of those things as well? Should we live in a world where that should be affordable? Is this person right that you have to make sacrifices? Just don't have the extra bottle of wine on a Friday. You know what I mean? There's £9 a week. Don't go on the holiday or go for a week, not 2 weeks, to Spain or wherever it is you go. Don't go for that weekend to Paris in February with your husband. You know what I mean? Make a bit of a sacrifice to your kids, for God's sake. That's what the person was saying to me today. I didn't agree. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Joanna, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Joanna, there's no doubt, you know, kids going to school costs a fortune.
Oh, you better believe it. And you see the primary school kids, that's not a big deal at all. That's
no.
Okay.
Yeah, you live with that.
It's the secondary school.
Yeah, first year onwards, yep.
Yeah, and my son is starting first year tomorrow.
Okay, that's the most expensive year, I believe, first year, yeah.
Yeah, you better believe it. And I'm kind of like, well, it's all, I've sorted it now because I knew this year was coming round. So you put things aside for that.
So what, you made sacrifices. So when you say you put things aside for that, what, you were saving money?
Well, I went away for a week instead of 2 weeks, and I just put a few quid away every week, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, left yourself short?
I just knew. It's like Christmas, Niall. You know it's going to come around.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? It's not like it just hits you in the face like, You know what's coming. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The price of secondary school, now, we're doing the book rental scheme I've three of them now in secondary school. But the first years, you have to pay the
voluntary fees.
Like that.
The key word is they are voluntary, aren't they?
Really?
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, but it's not. Because your child gets singled out for anything else that's coming up, that's special, you know, like scholarships, whatever.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, so they kind of pick on you if you don't pay it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But look, I just think it. Do you know what I hate? Coming around winter time, you have to buy these jackets with the crests on them, right?
Yeah.
And they've good winter coats at home.
Yeah.
That they can't wear them going into school when it's bleeding freezing.
Yeah. So you have to buy a special gabardine, as they call it, or coat for them. Yeah.
It's only a jacket. There's not even a hood on.
Is it a gabardine? You know what by I mean? The way, correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm trying to remember. It's a very old word. A gabardine is a coat, isn't it?
It's a coat.
Yeah, because I remember years ago, my mother referring to my sister as having a gabardine.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the word gabardine in years.
No, I haven't either. Yeah. But I know exactly what you mean, because I used to bloody wear one, because I used to... Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, but at least that was a proper coat. And this is like a jacket, just with a crest on it.
Okay. And how much was that?
I think it was €65.
Okay.
And I've shaved them.
Okay.
So
and then,
that was €65 for the trim.
And how much was the jumper with the crest on it?
€55.
Okay. And then how much were the skirts or pants, or have you got boys or girls?
Well, my daughter won't wear a skirt. She's allowed to wear the just black slacks. I bought them in Dunn's.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, but all in all, it cost you a fortune, right? And then you got all the books on top of it. So you've been putting money away every week. You've been sacrificing a little bit. You went a week's holiday instead of 2 weeks, literally, as I explained earlier on. But here's the thing. I don't see, Joanna, you're a good mother. You know, you're working hard to raise your children. Your husband is at work. You're a stay-at-home mom, aren't you?
Well, no.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to sacrifice.
I don't actually go out to work. I know that.
But either way, you've got, is it four children you have?
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be difficult for both of you to work with four children anyway, right? Okay, so but here's the thing. I personally don't believe you should have to sacrifice to send your children to school. We're meant to have free education in this country.
I know. Well, that's a joke.
It's in our interest that your children are educated and educated well, because they will grow up to get good jobs and pay taxes.
Well, I've always put it into my children's head, there's two paths in life. In life, you go down, you just stick your head into the books and you learn, you get a good job. And if you have a job that you love doing, you get paid for it and you don't feel like you're going to work, or you end up dead or in prison. One or the other,
yeah.
So I've always drilled that into their heads.
All I'm saying is we shouldn't have to sacrifice. Your kids should be educated, at least up to college age, free of charge, because that's what the state recommends. So they pay tax.
But some people really struggle, though, and I understand that.
But they shouldn't be struggling. We don't work to struggle.
It's not free education, Niall. It really isn't.
Hold on. There's arseholes out there running the country, right? And, you know, and their wallets are full.
You said it.
Yeah, their wallets are full, Joanna. They're not worried about, you know, their 13-year-old going into first year and buying the books. They're not worried about that. All they're meant to worry about is how Joanna lives her life, because that's their job to look after you.
You know what really annoys me as well is if you have to buy the books, you can't actually hand them down the next year.
Because they keep changing them.
Maybe another sibling or something.
Yeah, because they keep changing them.
That's what annoys me.
Now, I do understand that the history book has to change because history changes, but maths doesn't have to change.
Yeah, but still.
English doesn't change.
I think it's all about money.
Of course it's all about the money. Joanna, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Danielle. Danielle, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. How's it going?
Danielle, am I all wrong in the way I'm thinking this, that Joanna shouldn't have to sacrifice to send her kids to school?
She shouldn't have to sacrifice anything. Fine, the kids need to be educated, but the government should be doing more for the kids, because they're the future of this country.
I mean, 100 miles up the road in Northern Ireland, they pay for their books for school. They pay for their meals in school.
Yes, absolutely. My husband's from Belfast. I know that.
Yeah, and that's free education because they pay for everything. You know, the only thing you do have to buy, you have to buy the uniform up there, but that's the only thing.
Yeah, but you should have to pay for something, but I mean, it's really over the top down here.
Yeah, so Danielle, you shouldn't have this idea that, you should be sacrificing for your kids and not go on that holiday, or don't drink as much on a Friday night, or save the money.
Should you sacrifice? There is no, shouldn't be sacrificing, shouldn't have to actually, because these kids are important, because the government don't care, do you know?
Well, when you say they don't care, or maybe they're just... Maybe it's a case that they don't understand. Maybe they should listen to shows like this and listen to Joanna and listen to you. You know,
but I mean, they don't have to worry about walking down the stairs in the morning and thinking, like, God, if I've got money in my pocket to get bread and milk and stuff.
Mm. No, they don't have to worry about that. You know what I mean? Like, you're right, Joanne, they don't.
I need to put petrol in my car to actually, you know, bring my kids to school, stuff like that, you know?
Mm. No, they don't worry about it.
Parents, that doesn't enter their heads.
Yeah, sorry, Danielle.
No, I was just going to say, why shouldn't a mother and a father sit down and go out for dinner on a Saturday night, you know?
Mm. We're entitled. You're entitled if you're working 40 hours a week. No matter what you do for a living, you should be entitled and you should have enough money to reasonably enjoy your life and then not have to sacrifice. When I say sacrifice, give up what you enjoy just so your kids can go to school.
Well, exactly, because parents will provide for their kids no matter what.
Of course they will.
Yeah. You know?
I know.
This thing, it just drives me mad. Like, the people come swanning into this country, get everything.
Some people do.
Irish.
Some people do.
Some people. Sorry,
there was a story today in the paper. There was a minister, I'm not too sure who he was, and he was giving out about the fact that there was a back-to-work scheme available. And the reason he was giving out about it was that it was available to Ukrainians in a much shorter time than it was to Irish people. Now, people initially thought, oh, he's just having an L pop there now, you know what I mean? So they confirmed it with the Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys. And she confirmed that, yes, it is available to Ukrainians for integration purposes quicker than it's available to Irish people. And I'm going, that's discrimination. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't care what the purpose of it is. If you want to make, you know, it easier for Ukrainians, well and good, but then do it for Irish people as well.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello.
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Well, exactly, Niall, but why should, I just don't get this, that the government need to invest in the children, in the kids going to school. They need to maybe give parents a voucher for the amount of books that they have to buy, do away with the crest on the uniforms. You know,
that's it. I cannot understand why they can't let somebody go into Dunn's Stores or Marks and Spencer's and buy just a plain navy jumper, trousers, and just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be so much cheaper?
I don't understand that. You know,
I don't get it either. Like,
I don't get it either.
Once it's a uniform and they're all wearing the same one, it shouldn't matter where it comes from.
No. I agree with uniforms, though.
And so do I. I think they're really important.
And I'll tell you why I agree with uniforms. I agree with them for one reason. It's so nobody can look at another person and say, you know, I'm better than you kind of thing.
That's it. You see 20 kids in a schoolyard. You don't know whose parents are rich and whose are poor. You don't know. You don't know. Yeah. There's no class in uniforms because everybody looks the same. And that's the way it should remain. But, you know, Danielle, I'm kind of getting tired of this idea and this notion that, oh, you know, we're becoming very subservient in the fact that we should sacrifice constantly all the time. Now, don't get me wrong, if you're not working, yeah, obviously the state is there to help you out, right? But if you are working a 40-hour week and you're working hard, no matter what you do for a living, you shouldn't have to scrimp and save.
Could they do something like give, I don't know, so much tax-free to purchase the kids' books if you have to, and the uniforms as well.
Yeah, why don't you get a tax? Why can't you claim it back in tax? You should be able to.
You know.
You have to pay for them up front, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know. But at least that'd be something, Joanna. At least if you could claim it back on your tax, at least you would get the money back eventually.
People have the money up front, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't actually have the money to put there and pay for it and say, I'll get it back later. Do you know, maybe it's like, I haven't got it.
Yeah.
If you haven't got it, you haven't got it.
Yeah. I'm looking at you. Yeah. Steve just sent in a text. Get Steve on there. Steve just sent in a text that here's a novel idea. Get a better paid job. That's easier said than done.
Don't tell me that's
Don't let me talk to him. Right, let me go to Joe. Joe, hi, how are you?
Hi, not too bad, Niall. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening to you too, Joe. Joe, somebody said this to me today, and Joanna is a classic example of somebody who has to sacrifice. You know, she's got four kids, one with special needs, and a disability. So she has four kids, and it costs her a lot of money. And she's got one income coming into the house, so she has to put by money and do without certain things. Nobody should be in that position, should they?
No, Niall, I would totally agree with you. I think it's absolutely shocking, given the fact that we're supposed to be one of the wealthiest countries in the world. But we're not the wealthiest country in the world for our own people. That's the problem. Our own people are sacrificing themselves for no reason. And they're being treated like second-class citizens over all these newcomers who are coming into the state. And that is the problem, really, Niall, you know.
Not in every aspect of life, but there are certain things that I do believe, you know, people coming here for integration purposes, according to Heather Humphreys, are getting before Irish people, which is, I believe, is unacceptable.
Well, unfortunately, if the majority of the Irish people wake up now and smell the gravy and decide to vote for different parties, we probably might have some sort of hope. But unfortunately, Niall, while you have the same groupings voting for the same groupings, you know, voting for the same rubbish, really, you're going to get rubbish, and that's what you're going to get. So people need to wake up now in the next couple of months, because our country is in big turmoil. Mm. I'm not going to use language now, but we're in turmoil at the moment, and it's not going to get any better.
Why do you think we're suddenly, well, look, there's always been some level of turmoil, but why do you think at the moment there seems to be so much civil unrest, I suppose is probably the best word?
Well, the reason there's civil unrest is because our politicians, the government, the mainstream media, and certain other the kind of NGOs and all that stuff, you know, the woke gallery, have created this mess and have divided people. And if people like yourself or Joanna or myself or others who come on this show and say anything against this, we're going to be all classed as criminals, and that should not be allowed.
Everybody should have a voice.
Everybody should have a voice. Governments are there to protect their own people, but unfortunately they're not doing that. And they haven't been doing that for a long time.
Without being a criminal.
If
you want to protest, what you do is you don't vote for them anymore.
I agree with both of you, but if you wanted to protest and you want change, let's say, is what people talk about, and you don't want to vote for them, who are you going to vote for, Joanna? Because they're pretty almost the same, aren't they?
To a politician's house and stand outside intimidate people.
Let me get back to the point I'm making. Every government party, particularly at this moment in time, you know, they're all singing from the same hymn sheet. Now, when I see silly little conversations going on, and I've had them, in relation to, say, same-sex schools or single-sex schools or mixed schools, and this is the best politicians can talk about at the moment, rather than talking about the real issues that are affecting the country. And the real issues, Joanna, are mothers and fathers like you who are at home, who work and work hard to raise their children, put a roof over their head and feed their children, and you have to sacrifice, even though you've done a 40-hour week, and they don't understand that.
And by the way, Niall, I'm not diminishing anything, but it's not like my child has autism and he's able to be able-bodied. My child is in a wheelchair, and do you know what I mean? Like, I physically have to lift him, do you know?
No, I know. I remember you telling us about it before.
It's terrible.
And I know a lot of people like that. Their kids have autism, and I'm not diminishing that whatsoever. I really am, because I actually have it my way than their way, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because
no, I understand how difficult life can be, you know, if you're looking after somebody who needs care. Stay there for a second. Thanks, Joe. Let me just go. Steve, you're very angry tonight with your texts.
Do you know what, Niall? I swear to God. Do you remember that? What was your man's name?
I used to call you Scumbag Steve, and I don't call you that anymore, by the way.
Okay.
Let
him just finish making a fool of himself first, Joanna, before you attack him.
So, do you remember your man that used to take the piss out of Joe Duffy? He was on TV. You know him. Dave McSavage. So you remember that piss take where he used to do Joe Duffy used to love the misery coming on all the time, and it was the Irish people complaining and blah blah blah. For the first time, tonight I'm sitting here listening to the radio going, Jesus, Niall Boylan is turning into that. You know, it's just nothing but misery and people complaining. I'm so tired of Irish people pissing and moaning and doing nothing about it, Niall. We're gone such an unhappy country. And believe me, I understand the irony in me coming on here complaining about people complaining. I get it.
I was going to mention that irony, by the way. Can I just point out? Yeah, go on.
Yes, but I'll ask the question, when has the middle class not had to sacrifice for their kids?
But it depends on how middle class you are, right? You know, the middle class is a broad range, depending on, I suppose, household income point of view, 60 grand to 100 grand is middle class nowadays, right? So realistically, you know, between two people earning or having a single income coming into a house when you've got a mortgage and everything else. I mean, Joanna's hubby works. She stays at home, obviously, because she's a carer for a child with a disability. And not only that, she's three other children too. You know, she should be able to, with a single income, which we would have had years ago when we were kids, Steve, you know, we would have, most families were single income families. Nowadays, they're really all double income. But she should be able to afford to send her children to school without having to do without. In other words, do without the car and the garden, do without the holiday.
I understand what you're getting at. I understand the frustration. But at the end of the day, we're going to get absolutely nowhere complaining.
Isn't that the whole idea? If we don't complain about it, I'm not complaining.
We'll take you out of the equation completely. I'm talking about the Irish people in general, Niall. How quickly it turned on.
It's
gone ridiculous. We had problems with affording school before the bleeding migrants were over here.
I'm well aware of that. But we shouldn't be having problems sending children to school. And it is getting more expensive, Steve. It is getting a lot more expensive.
Hang on.
In the Constitution of Ireland, every child... Every child is entitled to an education under the Constitution of this country, and every child should be treated as equals, right?
Yeah.
But clearly, they're not, because Joanna's kids are not treated the same way as, you know, Tristan's kids in Black Rock or Fairhouse or Dalkey or something.
Where are we going to get anywhere?
Because Joanna doesn't have as much money.
Niall, where are we going to get complaining about it? So rather than complaining about it, let's do something about it. Joanna, I'm not talking about you, my dear. We're talking about other people in this situation.
I am talking about you, Joanna. So what we should be doing is, Joanna...
Joanna's in a different type of...
No. It's a quite simple fix for Joanna's problem. And Joanna's just representative of a lot of people, by the way.
I'll tell you something.
Well, hang on, Joanna. The quick fix is she shouldn't have to pay for school books. They should be free.
They're quick enough.
Did your mother pay for your school books?
We're not living in the 1970s anymore, Steve.
Hold on, Steve.
In the 1970s, the country had no money. We were broke. We're now a wealthy country.
Niall, hold on. I know you said it right there, Niall. We were broke. So most families back then were flat arse broke, and yet they could still afford the books. They didn't. But here's the thing. They didn't piss and whine about it as much as the guys these days. We love to complain about everything. If you cannot afford kids,
Steve, if you don't mind me...
jump in there, Joanna.
Interrupting you there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm having an issue at the moment where... they want to take metal out of my child's body because some other surgeon, I'm not going to name his name, fucked up. And the other leg is bad. And I'm asking him to do that leg. And he's like, he's added onto my list kind of thing. And so, you know. And I'm like, I want a second opinion.
Okay, well, you're going down a different road there, but I get the point you're making. We have a bad healthcare system. You shouldn't have to beg to get your child's leg sorted out.
That would be done tomorrow.
No, but here's the thing. Our healthcare system is messed up. You know, our educational system is messed up. Our immigration system is messed up. Everything is messed up. Our government is not coming to help us.
I know, Steve, I agree with that.
The government are not going to come to help us They've pissed off and left us on our own. So what should we do? Let's do something about it. Instead of saying to the government, oh, please give me more, please give, they're not going to give you any more. They'll give it to everybody else coming into the country. They're not going to give it to you. So why don't you do something about it? People can take care. Whatever happened to Christ Almighty, the concept of personal responsibility.
Joe, do you agree with that? Steve said, what happened to the concept of personal responsibility? If you can't afford the kids, don't have them.
Well, look, Steve is a very educated man, and I'm not going to argue with Steve, but Steve, he does make a few good points there. If you can't afford something, you shouldn't buy it anyway. That's simple as that. We all understand that. But I want to ask Steve something. Steve is a very clever man. You know, I think he should run for the Dáil the next time. Yeah. I think he'd be a great man in the Dáil. I think you would, Steve. No, because you seem to be a guy. You're an intelligent guy. And you're... No, no, but he has a voice. He speaks what he says, and you know, I think we should respect him that way.
Would you give him a vote?
I would, yeah. If he ran for president, I'd give him a vote. I'd vote him number one.
Yeah, Jesus, could you imagine, Steve for president? I thought this conversation was going to go a different way. I really did.
Come here and I tell you something, Niall Boylan, and this is the God's honest truth. If I was Taoiseach, give me 3 weeks. That's all I'd need.
Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Call us now on 0818 942 105.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 0871 88 0008. Somebody else says, Steve, we should be allowed to have as many children as we want. The state has a duty and a responsibility to children. That's why we voted in a referendum for the state to take that responsibility back in 2017. Was it 2017? It was the same time as the marriage equality referendum, wasn't it? It's a bit longer than 2000. Well, I mean, I'm losing track of time. You see, that's a good point. You know, it is the duty of the state. Yes, it's our duty to produce and have kids, right? And look after them and raise them and all that kind of carry on. Absolutely, right? But it is the duty of the state to make sure financially we can do that, because they benefit the state. All of those children end up with jobs and pay tax.
Faber, read that text again from whoever that moron is.
I'm not reading it again. Get the general gist of it.
No, read the text again, because there's a line on that I want to point out to you. Go ahead.
Oh, now I have to go back and find it again. I've gone off it.
Jesus sake. Right, look, the point is, Niall, that they're basically saying that the burden is on the state. You had the kids. The burden isn't on the state.
The point they made in the text was in the Constitution, Niall, we voted for the state, the children's referendum, we voted for the state to look after children.
The infrastructure, the schools are there, the infrastructure's there, blah, 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 blah. We get a lot off the state compared to a lot of other countries in this world. And when you turn around and say that you shouldn't have to sacrifice your bottle of wine, are you bleeding mental? Is there something wrong with you that you shouldn't have to sacrifice a bottle of wine for your kids? I'm using that as an example.
I'm just saying.
It's a terrible example.
Hang on. If you go out on a Saturday night for a meal with your missus, right, or you go to the pictures once a month or something like that, you shouldn't have to turn around and say, oh, well, look, I tell you what, we won't go to the pictures once a month. We'll put the 20 quid by, you know, and I should have to do for
yeah,
the books.
Yeah, boo-hoo, you're putting your kids first. Boo-hoo, you're putting your kids first. Look at Oprah Winfrey.
So you have to live like a hermit. Yeah, go okay.
Tough shit. Look at Oprah Winfrey. That woman was a single mother. She put herself through school while working multiple jobs, and now she's a success. So don't tell me that people can't upskill just because they're a mother or a single father. No, of course they can do this thing. People have become damn lazy and don't want to work for what they have. They just want to put the responsibility of everything on top of the government, and that's why we have half the problem that we have now. That's why the government are in our business.
Okay, hang on. Dallin wants to jump in there. Sorry, hang on. Sorry, Dallin. You just jumped in.
How are you?
Good.
It's the cost of living. The cost absolutely bananas. People cannot keep up with the cost of living. I have four kids. My husband doesn't work. He has early onset Parkinson's disease. I work 60 hours a week. I have a good job. I have a good paying job. But I have to work 60 hours a week. We don't go out. We didn't go on holidays this year. And like the back to school costs are absolutely phenomenal. They are putting even more pressure on me than I've already been under. And this fella saying, like, it's not the government's responsibility, but it is, because they're putting the cost of living. They're allowing the cost of living to go up and up and up. And people can't survive. You obviously have no idea what it's like to be on a Wednesday and not be getting paid until a Friday and not having enough money in your account to buy a carton of milk or a slice of bread, and that your kids are looking for a lollipop. I work 70 hours. But what about seeing my kids?
Ah, stop, Steve. No, Steve, no, hang on, Donna, hang on. Steve, be fair.
So what you're saying to me
all work, no play makes Jack and Donna a dull girl and boy.
No, hold on a second. What you're saying to me is, what we'll put it on the government's tab so I can have extra time.
Hold on for a second. You're not listening to what she's saying. She's quite happy to work, and she works that bit harder to have those few extra little luxuries in life. But she doesn't get those luxuries in life anymore because the cost of living has gone up so much in the last 3 or 4 years, and that's the government's problem. That's not hers. They're the ones who are controlling all of that. They're the ones who can fix all of that. They're not allowing her to have those luxuries anymore.
Niall, they're not going to fix it. That's the bleeding point. And it's the world economy. It is the world economy. Don't just think that this is... Sorry, hold on a second.
Hold on a second. Your answer to that is work an extra 10 hours a week.
Yes, that's absolutely. Here's the thing, Donna. What's the alternative? To sit and moan about the government all day, they're not going to help you. They're going to do absolutely nothing for you. So what is your alternative?
It's to see my kids less. Do you know, like I have a 3 and a 4-year-old. But that's not right. That's not, I had my kids that I can spend time
with
them. And
right?
I can do, no, but like, how are we letting that get, that go, that we just, look, we don't have a pot to piss in at the end of the week. Do you know what I mean? How is that right? How is that right that I have to work an extra 10 hours a week while somebody else can
rather than working extra 10 hours, why don't you re-educate yourself? Get a better job. Get paid better.
I am a manager in my role. I have a good paying job, but it's just not enough to keep up the demands of 4 kids. A husband who's unwell, back to school costs, care costs.
Okay, this is probably a...
And Steve, you know, to be fair... I have a good wage. I get a decent wage. But like Donna, you know, if I get a kind of bill, if something goes wrong with the car or whatever, I'm skint like everybody else. And you know, if I go back 20 years ago, I was on more money than I'm on now, and I had a much better life financially. So what I'm saying,
So what I'm saying is,
it's the cost of living. Everything has gone up. The price, like just simple, I know this sounds stupid, right? Simple thing today. I bought a thing of ketchup, right? And it was like 450 or whatever the hell it was. It should be only 160 or 170. That's what it used to be. You know, I mean, your electricity bill has doubled since 2019. Your gas bill, your oil bill, or whatever your heating happens to be. All of those things have gone up. I mean, we accept that there's a cost of living increase every year of a couple of percent, but not 10%, or realistically, in most people's pockets, 25%.
Do you think I'm paying less bills than you?
I'm not suggesting you're not. I'm just saying, but you don't have 4 kids, Steve. You don't have a husband with Parkinson's disease. You're not working 60 hours a week.
Niall, hold on a second. You're right. I don't have 4 kids. And I tell you, I wouldn't have any more kids. Not obviously because I'm gay, but it's not for that reason. It's obviously because I wouldn't be able to afford more children. Now, I know that there are extreme circumstances out there, like that lady was in, and like Joanna was in, where they have difficulties. Joanna has a child, I think it was autism or something.
He has a physical disability as well.
Yeah, he has a physical disability, and this woman early onset Parkinson's for her husband.
Yeah.
So I understand that there are extreme circumstances out there. So this is why I'm giving you the extreme, the opposite of it, where you have someone like Oprah Sam Winfrey, one of the richest women in the world, was able to put her nose to the grindstone and get her ass through it all, and she came out it much better. And she didn't get help from the government doing any of that. The government, get this through your heads, couldn't give a fiddler's about any of you. So it's time we take care of ourselves.
If
I work more, I pay more tax. So like, if I work an extra 10 hours, I end up paying probably 2/3 of that on tax. And it's more time away from my children. How is that fair?
By the way, Niamh said, Steve, sorry, Oprah Winfrey never wanted children, so never had them, let alone a single parent.
I'm reading it here. I'm reading it right here on my screen. I have it right in front of me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know. She's no kids. I don't know where you're referring to Oprah for.
Well, that, because I was looking for one example of a woman, because I'm pretty sure that there's a hell of a lot more out there. Actually, J.K. Rowling was another one that came up, of women who walked and minded kids and went through college at the same time. There are many people out there.
Steve, I'm not saying you can't do that. Donna has already said to you, she has a decent job. She's a manager in the role she's in. So she's earning she's earning okay money. You know, it's probably not, she's not Rothschild by any stretch of the imagination, but she's earning okay money. So she should have an okay lifestyle. But she doesn't.
Niall, if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. You know, there's no ifs, buts and maybes here. Let's answer this honestly. Please answer this honestly. The government, we agree, are not going to help anybody out here. So what is the solution? What can you do on a personal level to change your circumstances?
I genuinely do not know. I don't go to, like, the last time I got my hair cut was Christmas. I don't go to beauty, like, I hear my friends going to beauticians, getting their nails done, their eyebrows done, and all this kind of, I don't do any of that. Every single penny I earn comes into the house, goes towards the kids, if they need clothes. I couldn't even tell you. Like, actually, I did. I went into Dunn's last week. This is that story. I went into Dunn's, bought a top for €20, and said, geez, that's really nice now. And the following week, took the top back to put food on the table. That's how bad things are. And I'm still working. Like, I work loads. I genuinely don't think I can actually work anymore to put food on that table.
I promise.
You know, I have to
come on, Steve. You want to have a heart of stone, Steve?
Niall, I promise you, you can. You are much more capable of what
But Donna's already sacrificing. She's already sacrificing. She's not going out and getting her hair done every month. She's not getting her nails done and gel nails and all that kind of carry on, a 40 quid a pop. You know, she's doing everything that she should as a good wife, as a good caregiver, as a good mother. She's doing everything she can, but she shouldn't be struggling.
Niall, nobody's disagreeing with the shouldn't part. Nobody. What I'm saying is people are too dependent.
See what you're doing now. You're agreeing with me that she shouldn't be struggling, that we should live in a world where Donna, because she works hard, should be rewarded for that.
I agree from the very start.
But what you're doing is you're saying, but look, the government are not going to do anything about it, so just let's throw in the towel.
Who's the fuck said I'll throw in the towel?
That's what you're doing.
No, Niall, what I said was the complete opposite. Open your goddamn ears tonight.
Okay, let me go to Jerry. Jerry, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall? I think, Steve, you're some cheek saying that people should stop having children. Because in the 80s, right, I have 11 children.
11?
In the 80s, 11 children. And I have 17 grandchildren.
Right, good man.
Uh-huh. Right? During the 80s, when I was working as a taxi driver, I afforded my own mortgage. I could afford, my own house at the time was £50,000, not euro.
Yeah.
I could afford it. My children. The difference is now is because of the inflation and purely because of government policy, they've allowed the price of houses to go beyond everybody. They don't match your wages. You can't buy a house. Young people cannot. My children can buy a house. Two of them are in really good jobs and they cannot afford a mortgage. They just can't afford a mortgage. And everybody cannot go off and re-educate themselves and go into a top job. So, no, they can't. Because who's going to feed your who's going to feed your McDonald's and your Burger King and your Dunn's stores? Who's going to? I'm not talking about these. These are good jobs. These people are in. Who's going to empty your bins for you? Who's going to sweep your roads for you? They all can't get these 80,000 and 90,000 and 100,000 year jobs. But my point being that the government.
Can I ask you a question?
No, but the point being that the government is quite capable of giving millions to social welfare.
Oh,
to Ukrainians coming to this country.
Stop blaming everybody else.
I'm not blaming.
Let me ask you a question. You have 11 children, yes, correct?
Yeah, 11 children.
Okay, 11 kids. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say you were a young man now. Would you, in these times, it being so shitty, would you still have 11 kids?
Of course I would.
You would. So you'd bring children into this world where you would leave them without. You'd have 11 kids in this inflation and all of the moaning and the pissing and the whining that you're doing. You just said that people
I'm not
can't
pissing and whining. Excuse me, you know nothing about me. All through my life, I've been involved in trade union movements and fought for the workers' rights. And we've been sold out for the trade union. No, we've been sold out with the trade union movement because as inflation went up and as the rich got richer, the trade union movement did absolutely nothing to stop it.
Yeah, trade unions have been very silent of recent times. Yeah.
You said you were going to afford the mortgage.
Yeah, but hang on. The point he's making is, and it was made by somebody on the television there about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think it was Malachy Steenson, actually. He said, you know, that back in the 70s and 80s, you could afford to raise a family on one income. You can't afford to raise a family anymore, not even on two incomes. We have changed. Society has changed so much.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but hang on, Steve. But this is a huge problem. And, like, so nobody now can afford to do what Jerry did. Jerry had 11 kids. You couldn't have 11 kids now because you couldn't afford it. You just couldn't afford it. It's bad enough for, like, Donna having four. You couldn't afford 11 kids.
He just said that he would.
Where are they all going to live, for example? I mean, you can't even afford a house anymore. But that's the government's fault, Steve. Don't be letting them away with it.
Hold on a minute, Niall. Open your bleeding ears. I just said all of this is the government's fault. But there's no point in complaining about it. Change your circumstances yourself.
Because every time you say that, I'm hearing a red flag go off my head saying, Steve is throwing in the towel. But you're saying you're agreeing with Donna and Jerry that this is the government's fault for letting and allowing the prices getting out of control, the cost of living to get out of control, and the fact that we don't support families anymore with children, right? You're allowing them to do that. And you're saying, oh, well, then just work with it. You have to sacrifice. No, we change the way we do things.
Hold on a second. Where did I say let the government away with it? Where did you hear that?
No, you said there's nothing we can do about it.
No, I never said what I said. I never said there's nothing we can do about the government. I never once said that. Let's make this clear. Hold on a second. I said, let's make this clear. The government don't give a shit about you. That's what I said. I said, what you can do is you can change your circumstances. And when you're more comfortable in your circumstances, you are going to be much better able to tackle the government on the problem. Because poor people and beaten down people make very poor protesters. We all know this.
The reality is, I could afford 11 children these days if I was on social welfare. But those who go out and work have been screwed, absolutely screwed, and they can't afford anything. I can get a house off social welfare. I can get free medical cards off social welfare. I get so much for every child I have, so I can afford it. But the point being that working class people, I'm not saying everybody...
Middle class.
I'm not saying everybody, because some circumstances people cannot work, obviously. And I have nothing against people in social welfare, by the way, just to make that clear. But I'm just saying that if you were on social welfare, you would get everything handed to you. But the people who go to work on low-paid jobs, and I hadn't even touched a medical, I go up to Tallaght Hospital today and was charged €100. For what? To sit there for 16 hours.
I mean, don't keep saying dude to him, Steve. Are you empathizing with the man or are you just disagreeing with him?
Niall, hold on a second. My empathy tank is empty at this stage because I'm sick and tired of migrants. I'm sick and tired of the Irish complaining. I'm sick and tired of nobody changing anything and getting off their arse and doing something about it. We all want to sit around and have a piss and a moan and a whine about everything.
I did do something about it for years. I've been involved in the big tax protest.
What are you doing now?
Because I got so disillusioned. To tell you why I'm disillusioned now.
So you're doing nothing, exactly.
My last trade union movement was one of the most radical, which was the Independent Workers Union. And we were outside of Congress. And we were, with the Prince, we were betraying that as well. So I walked away from everything. I've been trading everything. And even now, who the hell do we vote for? The Shinners are just as bad as everybody else now. Who's there?
So in other words, I'm not the one throwing in the towel. I never once said that to
you.
But hold on a second. But you just turned around and said there basically that you've thrown in the towel because you're so disillusioned.
No, I didn't throw in the towel. When I seen the likes of Niall Boylan and a few other independents running for election that had belief in what they were saying, I gave them the votes. And I have great belief in the likes of Niall Boylan, Malachy Steenson and a few others that ran in local elections.
Okay, sorry, Donna. Thank you, by the way, for your vote, Jerry. Donna, sorry, you wanted to say something there just before I get to the news. Go ahead.
I kind of understand Steve's point, but he's not saying what you can actually do about it. Yeah, I could work more. I want to spend time with my kids. I want to see them grow up. I didn't decide. I didn't know life would take an upside down turn when we decided to have four kids.
Yeah.
So look, I'm doing the best I can. I just think it is very unfair that at the end of the week, you're watching the pennies in the for a loaf of bread and that you're still out working 60 hours a week. I want
Simon Harris or, you know, whoever, or Micheál Martin, you know, to listen to you. I want them to hear you. You know, a woman who's out working 70 hours a week in a managerial role, who has a husband at home, who sadly, you know, has the onset of Parkinson's disease, has four kids, who's trying to juggle everything. And no little treats for yourself, really. Well, you know.
None.
And yet you're struggling. And that's unacceptable. You should be, people who work and work hard should be rewarded. And when I say rewarded, I don't mean brought out for champagne breakfast or anything like that. I'm talking that you're allowed to have a reasonable lifestyle.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's not there. And I just, look, well, Donna, I mean, I know Steve is saying that you give up. But you know what? When you're pissing against the wind and scrimping and scraping the whole time, you do get very disheartened. And like, I'm doing the best I can.
What I would say to you is, Donna, your situation is unfair. It's shitty, but the one thing you can't do is underestimate yourself. You've got this far, and I can promise you, you can do better. You just can't see the way out. There's no light at the end of the tunnel for you.
If everybody did what you did, who's going to sweep the roads? Who's going to walk my
dog?
No, he's got a point. Not everybody is going to do that. And I'm not saying Donald's going to be sweeping roads or working at McDonald's or whatever, but those jobs are always going to be there. Most of those jobs, a lot of those McDonald's-y type jobs are... hospitality industry jobs are usually for students anyway. But anyway, I get the point you're making, Jerry. Steve, stay there with me if you can, because one or two people want to talk to you after the break. By the way, Martin texts in, he says, Niall, please ask Steve for his exact address in La La Land, as I'd love to send him a written dissertation on where he's got it wrong. Okay. I don't know his address in La La Land, but I'm sure we'll find out after the break.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Got an opinion?
Hello?
Then get on the phone. 0818 942 105.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, the best of Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Please don't text or call, as you will be charged.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Log, it is... I was going to say it's Monday night. I'm losing track of days. It's Tuesday night. Yes. Which you're right to midnight tonight. By the way, I was watching this video on the Irish Independent